Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vastly different. The Lubbock Symphony Orchestra opens its season this weekend with concerts in the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center Theater. We'll have all the details with special guests David Cho and Galen Wixon. I hope you can make plans to stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are at the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center Theater just prior to a rehearsal of the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra as they make their debut in the 2019-2020 season. And joining me are Galen Wixon, who is the president and CEO of the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, and the LSO's music director, David Cho. Welcome to you both. Thank you for making time for me right in front of a rehearsal. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Great. Galen, so tell us sort of the state of the orchestra as we start 2019.
Well, I would say the state of the orchestra is wonderful. We're in such great shape moving into the new season. We had some wonderful auditions in late August, so we have a new batch of musicians coming in that will really strengthen some sections of the orchestra. And I think everything else is in place. You just have a great season. And I think, you know, we've got a great season of programs lined up. And David has done such a wonderful job of programming and balancing the year, and I just think it's going to be one of our best.
You have Masterworks concerts, you have chamber music, you have Christmas and pops and all kinds of things, right?
And we're going to play some rock and roll in October. On October 18th, we'll have the music of Led Zeppelin. So we're really excited about that, too.
That's great.
It's going to be a fun year.
Excellent. Just excellent. So concerts this Friday and Saturday evening. Tell us the repertoire.
So we'll open with Leroy Anderson's Blue Tango, and we'll follow that with a duo. It's guitar and bandoneon. Our bandoneon performer, Cesare Chacharetta, was unable to make it here because of a family emergency, a medical emergency. So we have a replacement, Marco Gemelli, who will play the bandoneon along with guitarist Giampaolo Bandini. These gentlemen, I saw them perform in Columbus, Georgia a few years back. Unbelievable. I mean, they were just so charming, so electric. It was at the Guitar Foundation of America convention, and we had never seen them before in the United States, and we were just agog. I mean, it was just amazing, their charm and their ability to carry off this tango music so effectively. So I asked David, would you be interested in bringing them here? And he agreed, and so I'm so excited to have them play the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires by Piazzolla. So that's going to be our first half. Our second half then will be the Sibelius First Symphony, which has, believe it or not, elements of tango as well. And David will tell you more about that.
Great. Wonderful. For people who don't yet have tickets but want tickets, how do they do that?
Go online. We'll still have tickets online until the day of the show.
Okay.
They'll have to either print them or put them on their phone, and we can scan them here. Or if they want the more in-person service, they can call us, 806-762-1688,
Great.
And we'll sell them a ticket
Great.
Over the phone.
And I love that you're staying up with the technology where you can just have your phone. And
yes.
You know, I, the last time I flew on a plane, it's just great.
It's a lot easier, isn't it? And you never forget your ticket that
That's way. Right. That's mm-hmm. wonderful. Well, again, stick around. We'll talk to you again. It'll be great. David Cho,
yes.
So glad to see you. Glad
great
that you're
to see
here.
You.
What a fantastic program for the opening concert.
Yes.
So let's unpack it a little bit. Tell us a little bit about Leroy Anderson and his music.
Well, he was an American icon during the Arthur Fiedler days, with the Boston Pops, and apparently this Blue Tango sold 3 million records. You know,
no idea.
And you know, we usually program this piece in a Pops concert, but we, you know, wanted to take a chance. We have this fantastic tango duo, so we immediately thought of Blue Tango by Leroy Anderson. And of course, this has a wonderful dance theme all throughout the symphony program. Mm-hmm. Galen was mentioning, you know, believe it or not, we have a tango element in the Sibelius Symphony. I think it's the cha-cha-cha element. It has very rhythmic and poignant rhythm that relates back to the dance feeling. As you know, the Finns are, you know, they live in the lack of sun, and during the year they're, you know, looking for avenues to sort of exercise and to communicate with community members. And, you know, this dance element was, you know, something that helped people to connect.
Right.
And the First Symphony is full of dance elements.
And Sibelius being Finland's premier concert music composer.
Of course,
right,
yes.
Exactly. Great. All right, well, that'll be a wonderful thing to start the concert off with, music by Leroy Anderson. Then, on to music by the great Argentinian tango composer Piazzolla.
Yeah.
It's almost like, what do you want to play of his? Because there's so much and so many options.
Sure.
So how did you come up with the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires?
Well, when Bandini Chiacchieretta was engaged, they, I think, gave us a few options, and this was sort of a no-brainer. The order of the seasons is, backwards. We start with autumn, move on to winter, spring, and then summer.
Oh, okay.
So it's very unique order. And it will be accompanied by different soloists in the orchestra, made up of string orchestra, so without the winds and brass and percussion. We have a compact chamber string orchestra accompanying the Bandini duo.
Right.
Yeah.
And people will love this.
Oh, it's
right?
Seductive. I mean, if you know, you can look for one opportunity to be seduced by the symphony, this should be the program. Hence the title, Seductive Classics.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, this is very exciting. That's the first half. Then in the second half, Sibelius One.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you come across Sibelius One as your choice for this concert?
Well, you know, we have tango music from America. You know, Leroy Anderson has like Swedish background, Danish background. He's sort of like from everywhere. His genes go to New Europe everywhere.
Right.
And we have the Argentinian dance. And we thought, why not a Finn? You know, I think from the hot, sizzling Argentinian dance to sort of a reserved, cool tango dance from Finland, I thought it would make a good balance of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And as I spoke to you earlier, Sibelius' First Symphony employs lots of dance rhythms. Da-da-da, di-ba-da-da-da. You know, it's a cha-cha-cha feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, with some reserve and kind of darkness in this Finn icon named John Sibelius.
Right. You know, one of the things that has always struck me is that in the works of great composers, their music is immediately identifiable. You play Sibelius, it is obviously Sibelius. He has a sound.
Mm-hmm.
He has a way of doing things.
Absolutely.
And we'll hear that in this symphony.
Oh, it does. I mean, it goes from the honking oboes. You know, he utilizes the low registers of the double reed instruments to create this really honking sound. And often, you know, he depicts the landscape of Finland.
Right.
How he does that is, you know, he would introduce certain themes and then he gets kind of lost in the forest, just like the vast forest Finland has.
Right.
You know, you get sort of lost in the forest, but then he miraculously returns to the recapitulation. And how he does it is, you know, it reflects the Finnish philosophy and the landscape and, you know, John Sibelius's longing too, in a really reserved way. And it's got fantastic melodies. It's a what is that composition technique? Something brings back cyclical.
Cyclical.
It's
yeah.
Composed in a cyclical compositional technique because the first movement comes back in the last movement in a fantasia form. For example, first movement begins with very soft timpani roll accompanying the lonely clarinet melody. You know, that melody comes back in the last movement with full forte string sound accompanied by the brass, pa-pa, you know. Yeah. So it's a you know, more or less classical form, but you know melded with some romantic style and, you know, the stamp, the trademark of Sibelius, you know, the low woodwind register along right. with kind of lost in the forest feeling, you know, that, you know, yeah.
In a very cold,
snowy
forest. Yeah. Right. That's right. You mentioned that the Piazzolla was string orchestra
yes.
with the soloists.
Mm-hmm.
Sibelius is standard symphony orchestration?
Yes.
Yes.
Double woodwinds and three trumpets, three trombones, tuba. He wrote for actually one harp, mm-hmm. but because of the thick orchestration, you know, one could never hear the harp, so we decided to double the harp, meaning we will have two harpists. So you could finally hear the filigree of the harp during the big melodic passages, you know, played
right.
by the strings.
Right.
Yeah.
Great. Have we done Sibelius one before, or is this the first time?
Maestro Andrew Sill conducted it back in the early 1990s.
I see.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's long way overdue. I think we did his second symphony mm-hmm. 5 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, he wrote seven, and there are some quirky ones, but I really think one, two, three maybe. I think five is, you know, one of the favorites.
Big ones, yeah sure.
Seven is unusual. It's a one movement kind of, you know.
He consolidated everything.
Yeah, but it's a great symphony.
Right.
I would love to have done that in the New Hall, but we have a very, you know, like an 18-week season. So maybe you should hear that as well.
Yeah.
So he wrote seven symphonies.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And we get to hear the first one this weekend.
Yeah.
Excellent. Great. David Cho, thank you very much. I know you have to get ready for a rehearsal, I know. So anyway. Gala, again, tell us, for people who want to come to the concert, how they can get all their tickets.
So they should call the office, 806-762-1688, mm-hmm. or they can go online still, www.lubbocksymphony.org, and you'll clearly see where you can purchase tickets. And if you do order tickets online, at this point you'll need to print them or get them on your phone, and we'll scan them at the door.
Right. And I heard a rumor there's a student rush.
There is a student rush.
Tell us about that.
Right. So students can line up outside the door, assuming we still have tickets left.
Right,
we usually
right.
do.
Yeah.
Tickets are $5 starting 10 minutes before concert time. And that's why it's a rush, because it's right at the last minute. You better take your seats.
Right.
But yes, we'd love to see the students lining up outside the door.
Wonderful. Galen Wixon, as always, thank you for your time and telling us about the Lubbock Symphony and their program for this year here on the Front Row today.
Thank you, Clinton.
Today's episode of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm your host, Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Support for The Front Row comes from the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, announcing the 2019-2020 season. More information is at lubbocksymphony.org.